he became interested, is that true, in Republican politics? And then he served in some volunteer positions back there in 1960.
Mm-hmm.
Was he a naturally outgoing person?
Yes, he was.
And
did you think so? I did.
Yeah. Remember after church, how we'd all want to just get back in the car and go home and have breakfast? And
but
Dad would be
up there talking.
Talking to everybody. And and everybody seemed to want to talk to him.
Yeah.
They loved talking
to him.
Well, they
did.
So then he decides to run for state senate.
He was our precinct chairman in our little precinct for Eisenhower. And supposedly, I don't know if this is really true, our precinct had more votes for Eisenhower percentage-wise than anyone in the state or something. Family lore is probably of all precincts all over the U.S., but it's probably in Oklahoma. Then he was in charge of finding somebody to run for our district for a state senate. And he couldn't get anybody to run. So somebody said to him, well, since you want everyone to run so much, why don't you just run?
So he did.
That would have been in 61. He's 42, 43 years old then. Were you interested in any of this at all when he got interested in politics and you knew he was going to run for office? Did you encourage him or did you discourage?
I didn't discourage. I encouraged, if anything. It was something that he should have done. He was good at it, and he needed to do it.
He ran against Yates Land.
Yates Land.
He was the incumbent.
He was.
I think he died right before the election.
But anyway, Dewey won. And
did you help him any at all? Did you get out and campaign for him? Or?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. Take the children maybe with you?
We went a lot.
Did you go?
We go to the shopping centers and
oh, you
hand
did?
Out literature and door-to-door.
Oh,
and
I've forgotten that.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But you remember doing that, Joni.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
And your brothers, too, were there doing
mm-hmm.
the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And then as Dad moved on to other things, we did more and more extensively. We'd go to all those little towns and chicken fried dinners. And remember you said you just had enough chicken fried steak? Went to parades and 4th of July, and sometimes you and Dad would ride in the parade. We'd pass out buttons or nail files, or you had that recipe for Dewey's Chewies we'd pass out.
What were Dewey's Chewies?
Dewey's Chewies were a bar with nuts in it.
Yeah, I think so. It was good.
Yeah.
So that was not made by you, I can't imagine, you people, but it was, I suppose, manufactured someplace.
Well, it was just a recipe.
The recipe.
From
right.
Mom.
Yeah. Oh, from you?
Yeah.
Your recipe for
well,
Dewey's Chewies.
Well, I used to cook.
What's his name would set up the band? Who was that? Glenn McAuliffe or something would set up a band in a little town to get people gathered on the main street, and then Dad would make a little speech.
And you enjoyed it, I would imagine, Anne.
I did.
He was pretty active as a freshman senator. Kind of unusual. He introduced 23 bills as a freshman senator. Mm-hmm. It shows you how he got involved immediately.
He was. That's the kind of person he was.
Mm-hmm. He was reelected in 1964.
Mm-hmm.